Hello, hello. Welcome to this episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. I am super excited about this episode because I'm talking to Vanessa, who's an alum of my coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, about her journey from feeling stuck and unmotivated at work, being unsure about the alignment between her career goals and her job, to how she was able to clarify the source of her dissatisfaction and land a new job within the timeframe she established for herself when she joined FYFC. Vanessa also talks about the importance of leaning on professionals whenever you want to experience transformation in your life. Vanessa shares about her life and career before joining the program, her wins from the program, and she shares a message for you if you're considering joining us in FYFC. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help other women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in.
Hey, Vanessa, I'm really looking forward to chatting with you today.
Me too. I'm so excited. It's been so long.
I know. It's been a wild year since you finished the program. But let's jump in. Let's just start with, how are things going in your career? What was your career like before you joined FYFC?
Prior to joining FYFC, I was feeling a little stuck and unmotivated in my current role. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if my career goals were aligned with the actual job that I was in. So I thought that I would utilize a professional and kind of dig in and see what my next move should be, mm-hmm. especially because we were in a pandemic. I didn't want to make any hasty decisions and I wanted to think through it thoughtfully and not lead with emotion. So. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love that when you say you wanted to think through it thoughtfully and not lead with emotion. Can you say a bit more about that?
Yeah, I think a lot of times if we're frustrated with something, if we're like, I'm just over this, the quickest thing would be to walk away or to quit. Mm-hmm. But knowing that obviously a global pandemic was happening, so that, you know, made me look at, there was a lot of people who weren't in fortunate positions to be even in, to have an employee, to have employment. Right. And so I just wanted to make sure that I was making a thoughtful move and not just being frustrated out of being stuck at home, not connecting with my team, not necessarily just making a decision off of like, is it the current situation or is it the overall role?
Mm-hmm. I love that. So tell us about that journey. So you decided, okay, I don't want to go with emotions. I want to make a thoughtful, logical decision. How did you come to find me at FYFC?
Oh, you got to love Instagram, but you know, a little bit more, but I did a lot of research. Mm-hmm. I started with like just career coaches, very big. And then just on the internet, and then somehow I love that Instagram is actually a really great place to find professionals, which, so it's better than just, you know, stalking influencers. And I don't even know if I was using like hashtags, but you know, once you find one, it was a black hole. So I found like one person and then just kind of started following and clicking through. And there was something that I don't know that exactly why I was attracted to your service, whether it just be, oh, I know what it was. Your Instagram wasn't a bunch of like selfies of yourself. It were like thoughtful quotes. And I was like, this seems professional. And then went to your website and like loved your background, the fact that you were a doctor, you know, like just had a really well-balanced education. And I was like, okay, this is like this is the woman for me. And obviously being a woman, because I love supporting women-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So what would you say, because I was like, so you did your research, you found me, and then we got on the call. And I actually remember that call. I think I remember you saying, okay, you're still talking to some people. So you're, you know, you're trying to figure out your
totally decision.
What pushed you over the edge to choose to work with us?
Well, I remember there's two things. I'm like, I want to do solo. And you're like, well, I'm doing a group, and you gave the date. And it was very soon, like within like 2 weeks. And I'm like, okay, I kind of like that. Cause I do think there could be this long time in between like meeting with someone and then maybe you weren't starting for 30 days and then I could have got distracted. But because I had to kind of make a decision soon, mm-hmm. It kind of held me to like, just do it. And I remember I was a little apprehensive to group. So I was like, I don't want to talk to other people about what I'm going through, mm-hmm. but you're like, I think you were just like, this is the date the group starts. I like the idea of it. And then you're like, there's other women and peers. And I was, and I remember thinking that'd be really good to also just know that I'm not the only one going through this right now. I'm not the only one thinking I want to switch careers or that, you know, it's nice to have other females also be going through a similar situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've talked to, I was I actually said it on Instagram yesterday. I've talked to three women so far and they all talk about how they were apprehensive about the group. But then after that was one of their favorite parts. Like they enjoy that connection.
Oh, I totally did. It was great. It was really, I mean, cause I think one-on-one, I don't know if I would have got as much from it. I mean, obviously you're amazing, but I think just hearing other women again, just to have stories that you could also relate to and be like, it's not just me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly why it's a group program. So I love that y'all are seeing the benefit after the fact.
Totally. And just to bounce, it's always better, you know, when you want to bounce ideas and hearing other people's perspectives and what they're going through and suggestions of like how to like whatever job search or whatever they're looking for. Yeah. And so, yeah, it was great to lean on them.
Awesome. So what would you say was the most helpful for you in the program, the most helpful learning you took away from the program?
Oh, there was one of the assessments, there's two of the assessments where we dug in about our skills. And I've never taken a test like that before. And I mean, obviously I could have found it, but just having, you know, having to actually sit through and go through all the questions and answers. And then at the end, it like breaks down exactly what you should be doing. I should probably tell you exactly what the...
I know, you're talking about the zone of genius clarity assessment.
Yeah.
It's the strong. Yeah.
And so, you know, I think whenever you take an assessment test and it was fun, it was just fun to see like, oh, I am in the right role. I'm just at the, I just am ready to change companies.
And what helped you figure out that it was the company that was the problem?
Because everything that was like job related, as far as like the people skills or, you know, I do sales. So all the things that are involved in that, I still enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. And so that's, I was like, oh no, I'm not ready to fully pivot careers. I'm just ready to change companies.
Yeah.
That was the thing when I came in, I was like, I think I'm going to completely change careers. And I don't even know if I was ready for that because that's such a big deal. And so it was nice to see like, no, my interests still lie within sales and marketing. It's just time to find a new home.
Mm-hmm. One thing I remember vividly during your time in the program was you talking about how you wanted to do something that was a bit more impactful, wanted to make a difference, and you were trying to grapple with that. So that being said, and I know, I remember you coming in saying, I want to be in a new job by, I think you said February or something like that, in October. So that being said, because I know, but I would like you to share with us, what were some of your biggest wins after the program?
Well, I think I love a deadline. I love a deadline. So I did write on a post-it, and I also believe in manifestation. And I think that was one of the great things that your program, you know, we wrote these affirmations down. And I remember writing down, I would leave in February, 2021. And I started my role on February 6, 2021. So, you know, I really, not even just having that date to work towards it, but also just reminding myself daily up until that day. Right. So all of October, November, December, working with you, interviewing, doing all of that, and actually manifesting it and making it happen. And I think, you know, to your earlier point, I want it to be of service. And I'm still, I think I'm, for me, I don't know. I think being of service is like, it can be a bunch of things, right? And I work for a wellness company. And so I do think that I have found my role of being of service for, you know, speaking about being positive, body positive, and moving your body and just being healthy. But I think there's, as I get older, I want to go deeper into being of service. And so not sure what that'll be yet, but yeah, I think that's one of the, for me, a big focus. It isn't, and I don't think it has to be work though. That's what I need to also come to understand. It doesn't have to be a full-time career.
For sure. Yeah. Like there's other avenues of your life that you can use to be of service.
Totally. And so that's the other thing that I'm trying to balance out and find as well.
Awesome. So final question, if, you know, what would you say? So the woman who's watching this video right now, she's trying to decide if she should do FYFC or not. What would you say to her?
I would say that it's best to always lean on a professional when you are in, when you want to make a change. For example, I've wanted to eat healthy, start eating healthier 10 years ago. I hired a nutritionist because as much as we may know what to do, the professional will give you the tools and the guidance and help you implement it into your life, right? So finances. Yeah, I want to save money, but it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
I hired a financial advisor, took all that I needed to learn from them and implemented that. And then when I was ready to change careers, I hired a career coach to show me like the steps that I needed to take to do that. So I think it's a low cost investment into your future and something you'll end up learning. Something you'd even think about coming into the program, you'll take some key points away, whether it be your skills that you were like, oh, this is, I'm ready to pivot, or no, I really do like what I do. I just need to find a new home. So I think leaning on professionals is the best.
I love that. Lean on the professionals.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. It was great chatting with you.
Likewise. Thank you. Thank you for all of your help.
It was absolutely my pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast, and I hope you found this conversation helpful. If you're tired of feeling stuck, unhappy, and unfulfilled in a career that feels like it's sucking the life out of you, but you're not sure how to make your transition or even what to do next, I invite you to apply to the next cohort of Find Your Fulfilling Career. FYFC is an exclusive, intimate group coaching program for the woman who is unhappy at work and ready to find a career that allows her to live on purpose and thrive in her zone of genius. Visit findyourfulfillingcareer.com to submit your application today. You can also find that link in the show notes for this episode. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.